You probably can't see much now because of all the snow that's around. But of course, when the snow starts to melt and through the summer months, many areas of downtown St. John's, you'll often see an unsightly thing, cigarette butts all over the sidewalk or near areas where people congregate outside to smoke a cigarette or what have you. Well, Clean St. John's is looking to do something about this, and they're actually looking at a way to recycle those cigarette butts. And to explain this, we're joined by the executive director of Clean St. John's, Karen Hickman, who is in studio with us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. My pleasure to be here.
Okay, so how do you recycle a cigarette butt?
I know, it sounds sort of interesting, doesn't it? Well, we will collect them. I don't know if you want me to talk about that process.
Sure,
here or not.
Please,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just give you a little bit of background. MMSB did a litter audit 3-4 years ago, and it was identified that cigarette butts were the number one litter thing in St. John's. So, wow. I guess that's not that surprising. So we decided as Clean St. John's, we should try to do something about it. So we did a little bit of investigating. And through it all, we found out that TerraCycle recycles cigarette butts that are collected. So obviously, we're not going to go around and pick up the cigarette butts off the ground, because that would be obviously very tedious. So we are...
And a little gross.
Yeah, very, very much so. So we decided that we are going to purchase recycle bins to put in the downtown area, is where we're going to pilot, and have them emptied once a week for 5-6 months and collect all the data on that for future, because it'll be interesting to know how many we're collecting, obviously.
Okay, so this is kind of like a giant, sometimes, I think there's one outside the building here or somewhere where I've seen recently. It's like a big plastic tube,
yeah,
and a hole at the top, and you just drop your butt in there, and I think there's sand in there?
Yes, that's correct. And there will
this,
be.
Is this similar?
It is, but it's sort of... It gets fixed on a pole or a building. This one does. So we will have the butts collected and stored, because they have to be properly dried. And what we do is we'll send them back to TerraCycle, and they will compost the tobacco that's remaining in the cigarette. And then the rest of it, because there is plastic in, I guess, the top of it.
The actual butt, a filter.
Filter, yeah. That will be recycled for plastic lumber, which is pretty neat.
Which they make park benches out of.
Yeah, park benches.
That kind of thing?
Pallets, plastic, yeah. Yeah, that's what they make. So it's pretty cool, really, to think that we're cleaning the city, but then we're also using it to recycle to make things.
All right, so back this up a little bit to the MMSB report and the fact that cigarette butts were the number one thing found around St. John's with litter. How many cigarette butts do you need? Do you have any idea to make, say, a park bench?
Actually, I don't know those facts offhand. I'm sure as we proceed with this pilot project, we will find that out. All I know is that we have to send, they will send us a shipping label. Like there's no cost for us to ship them back. So they say no less than 3 pounds and up to 70 pounds of cigarette butts they will allow us to send at once.
Where are you planning to put these receptacles?
Well, we are investigating that now. We're possibly going to rent a storage area, and it has to be ventilated and it has to be heated to store them. But we're going to, you know, we don't know how many we're going to collect, obviously, starting off. It's a pilot project. So we'll store them, and then we'll ship them as we need be.
But where will you put them in terms of where will they be placed around the city? Have you already identified, like, where there are a lot of cigarette butts where
yeah,
you can find?
Yeah, we have. So it'll be in the downtown area, because we figure that's the best area to put them, where there's bars, pubs, restaurants, things like that. So George Street, Water Street, and Duckworth Street, that's where they'll be.
How many of them are you purchasing?
25 to start. So the pilot project will be 25. Our hope is that this will become bigger. Maybe the city would consider taking it over and expanding it after we do this pilot project. That's, I guess, for discussion with them after we've completed it. But we're going to focus on the downtown for now.
Sure. To put it outside areas where a lot of people would congregate to have a cigarette, because you have to go outdoors to do
absolutely,
that now.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. How much does each bin cost, or recycling bin, or whatever you'd call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they are $100 each, and it's pretty nifty. You'll be able to see, we will be able to put a sticker on the front identifying that. We have a little slogan that we're going to put on the front, and it says, your butt would look good in this. So we sort of thought that was a little edgy and fun. So to identify it as being a cigarette butt receptacle, and we'll have our brand, Clean St. John's, on it. So, yeah. So we're looking forward to getting them out. We're in the stages of ordering them now and identifying the places where they'll be.
Right. Okay. Well, good luck with this.
Thank you.
And we'll probably check back in with you. I know we put a call out to TerraCycle to try to find out more about how they actually turn a used cigarette butt into plastic lumber. I've seen these plastic lumber.
Yeah.
Lawn chairs, but a park bench.
Park bench, yeah, they're everywhere.
Kind of cool. Good. Well, it's a good way to try to keep the city clean. Thanks for coming
in. Absolutely. Thank you.
Tell us about this.
Pleasure.